Baba Kame, Dav Gimel, Amad Aleph, Toysus Divra Maschil, Itzrich, Salka Daito Chamina, Hanemile Heche de Sholach Shuluchi. So the Gemara said that really we can learn out Shen also from the Pasuk Vishilach, because there is a Pasuk that says Vishen Behemes Hashalach Bom, which relates Shen to Vishilach. And we would have learned out from Vishilach both Sai Shen and Sai Regel. And the Gemara asks, so why did we need the Pasuk of Ubir? The Gemara says, Itzrich, we need it because Al Kadai Techamina, because I might have thought that the only chiyuvim from the pasuk of Vishilach is ani mili heched sholach shluchi, that it's only where he sent a shliach, but if Oslam Mamela, it would be potter. So that's why the pasuk of Ubir tells us that even if the animal goes by itself, you're still going to be chayv. Now, in the mission, in the braisa that we quoted before, it still says that we learn out Vishilach from. From the Pasuk Vishilach we learn out Regel, and from the Pasuk Ubir we learn out Shen. So, therefore, seems like Rashi interprets that even though we could have learned out both from Vishilach if we didn't have Ubir, and then Ubir would come to tell us Ozla Memela by both. But since the Pasuk does say Ubir, in the end it does say Ubir, so instead of saying that Vishilach means two because Hey Min Ayu Mafkis, because we don't know which one take precedent, we would rather uncongest Vishilach and say Vishilach means just the Regel, and Ubir would mean the Shen. So the real and how would you know Ozla Memela? Because just like by Shen, there doesn't make a difference. It says Ubir leisholach sholach shluchi leishno Ozla Memela. The same thing is by Regel. So it really turns out that we don't really need to say that Ubir is Shen. We could say that Vishilach is telling us about Shen. Well, so why does the Braise say Vishilach ze Regel and Ubir ze Shen? That is because since there are two psukim, we'd rather say that Vishilach goes on one type of damage, of nezek of regel, and Ubir goes on the nezek of shen. But it also seems that if that is the whole reason, we don't have to prove that Ubir means shen. We don't need to evidence that Ubir means shen, because we don't really care if Ubir means shen. We still know that the damage of shen is, because we can learn from Vishilach. The only reason why we're saying, the Braise is saying the Ubir Zu HaShen, is because we already have a pasuk that Vishilach means the regel, so we'd rather say that Ubir means HaShen. So that is actually precisely what the Gemara asked before. Why did the Braise have to prove that Ubir means the Shein? Because it says V'chein hu eimer kasher yivayir hagol latumoi. So why did the Braise need to prove it? Bir means Shein because Vishilach means Regel. So that's why Bir means Shein. This is actually what we're saying right now, that the reason why we're saying Bir means Shein is because Vishilach already is written Regel. So why should we say that Vishilach means both? We'd rather, which means also Shein, we would say that Ubir means Shein. So the Gemara is kasha that the Gemara asked before. L'chaira is strong now. Why did we have to prove that Ubir means the Shein? Because it's kasha v'ayra golol ho lav hochi, but without that we wouldn't know. But what does it mean? We can't say now what the Gemara said before. So what did the Gemara answer? That we would think they both go on regel. But according to the Amos, they don't both go on regel, because we learn Shen also from Vishilach. The only reason why we're saying that Ubir is the Shen is because we already have a pasuk on Vishilach. So look at Tosfos. This is what Tosfos is saying. And if you're going to say Tikshe Hashto, now that we concluded that really you can learn both of them out from Vishilach, is Hod the Parich Li'il? We can ask now the question that the Gemara asked earlier. that when the Gemara asks, why do we need the pasuk Kashivayra Golo? Time, but the reason the Kosov Rachmona that the pasuk wrote Kashivayra Golo. That's how we know that the beer means Shen. Holav Hochi, but not so. B'may Mukmes, how would you interpret it? So it has to mean Shen. So why did the Brais have to bring the pasuk? This was the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answered before that, no, because I would not know Shen, because I think they both go on Regel. But we just finished saying that we can't, we do know Shen from the Pasuk Vishilach alone. And Vahashto Lekalish Noikidalias, the Toysha says. Now we can't answer like before, because we know that that is not true, that we would not know Shen, even if it didn't have the Pasuk Kashivayra Golo, because we would learn out Shen from the Pasuk Vishilach, we would learn out, because from another Pasuk Vishilach means Shen too. And the only reason why we are saying that the beer is the Shen is because we have already a pasuk for Vishilach for Regel, and therefore we're saying that the beer makes sense of Shen, but we don't need to bring a pasuk to tell us that it's Shen, because even without a pasuk, it has to mean Shen, because what else are we going to say? And you can't say that you're not going to know it at all, because we do know it. We know it from Vishilach. And the reason that the Braisa wrote Ubir Zu Hashen is because it didn't want to clutter Sai Shen and Sai Regel to Mishach Regel Shevach Hamayr. And the Ashleimer Tosis answers that actually, according to the Maskana, it looks like it's a different answer of the Gemara than the Gemara answered before. Now that we know that we can learn out both of them, so we have to give a little bit of a different answer in the Braisa. That these psukim that the Braisa brought down, and the Bir Zu Hashen, it doesn't mean to say that after we have the Pasuk Vishilach, we have to also prove to you that Ubir means the Shen. But the Braise is actually, where we have to read the Braise is, Vishilach means the Regel. And really, Vishilach can actually mean the Shen too, as the Gemara says over here. But then the Braise goes on and says, Ubir Zu Hashen. Even if we did not have the Pasuk of Vishilach, Zeha Regel, we still know Shen. There is still a Pasuk for Shen, Kasher Yivayra Golo, Atumei. So then the Pshat in the Braise is not that both that we take need the Pasuk Kasher Yivayra, or that we have to say that the Bir Zu Hashen. It's only saying, had the Torah not written Vishilach to mean Vishilach at all, it would have just said the Bir, so Bir would have been translated just for the Shen because of the Pasuk Kasher Yivayra Golo, Atumei. Who says that we do such things? Why would the Braisa say things had it not been written? So Tosus says we find this in other places also in a similar way. V'yeshloimar, inside in Tosus, d'hochi ko'amar b'braisa. This is what he's saying in the Braisa. The ilu loy nemar v'shilach, had the Torah not said the pasuk v'shilach at all, have a mafkina, we would have learned out mekasher yivayir ha'golol, that shen, that abir means the shen. But now we taka don't need Kasher Yivayir HaGolo to tell us that Bir means Shein, because we can learn out that Shein from Vishilach, and Vishilach can just as well mean Shein, just as it can mean Regal, and we don't taka need the Pasuk. But if it's not Vishilach, then Bir would mean Shein, because we need the Pasuk, and then we need Kasher Yivayir HaGolo. Havim Afkin Mekasher Yivayir HaGolo. Now, who says we do things like that? So Tosfos brings it, where the Gemara over there uses a similar thing that it says, had it not been written, that's the way we would have learned. Although, that now that it's written, we don't have to say that, but that's the derech of the Braisa.